Well, thank you, Kids Shipwreck Worship Team. We have had a great week at Kids Day Camp. And today we wanted to share a glimpse of what the week looked like for our church family. Also for the parents who didn't get to see some of the aspects. We wanted to give you the modified Kids Day Camp experience. Now, Kids Day Camp has been a highlight of our church here for 14 years. And it's been a joy and a privilege to not only be a part of the Kids Day Camp team, but also, as you could see, we have a lot of fun here on our staff with some of the challenges. So thank you to our participants that were up for the challenge. Didn't they do a good job? Yeah. Now, all week, we have been talking about Jesus. Now, my name is Pastor Lene, and I'm the children's pastor here, and for some of you, this might be your first time seeing me, might be your first time even seeing some of the kids in our church, so we wanted to just come in and give you a taste of what it's like and what I get to do every week, and this is part of my job. And so all week, we've been learning about following Jesus, and just as Kim was working all week at getting off the island, I started to think, what would I do if I was shipwrecked on an island? So I came up with five things that I would take with me off the boat onto the island. Let's hope the boat actually makes it to the island, right? Okay, so the first thing, really important, toilet paper. It needs no explanation, right? So we got toilet paper. The next one would be a coffee cup. Definitely, it's even got a little bit of coffee in there. So, need my coffee cup. Yeah, that's mine. It's even got my name on it, so we know if on the island, if someone comes around, it's got my name on it. Also, I would want a picture of my family. Right? That would be a good thing to grab off the boat. Take that with me. Maybe some Kids Day Camp music. Right, you guys? Take the music with us onto the island? Okay, so we got the music. We definitely have toilet paper. Coffee cup, and then I would grab my Bible, right? I'd grab my Bible. Oh, this is, it's in its case. I'll show you. Do you want to come inspect it? You want to come check it out? Oh yeah, you make sure it's a Bible. Is it real? Okay. Oh,
no.
Is it? Yeah. There we go. We'll talk after. You want to see it too? I think it is. Oh, I write, yeah, you can hold on to that for me. Okay. Yeah, I write notes in my Bible. So those are the five things that I would want to grab with me to take onto the island. What would those five things be for you? That's something to think about. Now, the only thing is, you know, I picked some really good things here. They're useful, they're helpful, they're really important to me. You got it. How can we play this on the island? Right? Yeah, this would be a tough one. But you know what's cool? Is all week we've been learning songs. And all week we've been diving into God's word. And it's not only just going in our brain, but it's also going into our heart. And so all these things are useful. But I don't need to actually play the CD or watch a DVD to remember the words of the songs. They're inside me. And you know what? That's really great about being on a stranded island. I'd have time to sing songs when I get down, time to read my Bible. And this year at Shipwrecked Island, we wanted to give all you kids and even our parents some biblical truths that they can hold on to in times of trouble, in times of storms. So this week, kids, help me out here. We learned that when you're lonely,
Jesus rescues.
That's right. And we had our hope character. And then we learned when you worry,
Jesus
rescues. And when you struggle,
Jesus
rescues. And when you do wrong,
Jesus
rescues. And then on the last day, we learned that when you feel powerless, Jesus rescues. Now, we have one more trading card, as we call it, Bible Buddy, that we want to talk about today. So, yes, so I have some helpers who are going to pass out some trading cards for all the kids. There's a couple baskets here. Maybe Mr. Bartell, former intern, could help cast them out. Okay, so this is our trading card today. All week, parents, we have given the kids a trading card. And on the trading card was the character of the day. And on the back was the verse we were learning and the Bible point for the day. So today's trading card is Coral. And Coral is a seahorse. Now, the idea of the trading card is that when they go home, they can either put it in their pocket to remember something, or maybe if you put it beside your bedside table and at night you can remember the verses, or maybe you hang it up on the wall, okay? So we got some kids upstairs that might need some trading cards. They're going to bring them to you. Awesome. Okay. Well, it's going to come on the board. I think so. Okay. So today's trading horse is Coral, and she is a seahorse. Now, here's some fun facts about a seahorse, because we learned all about the facts of our animals each day. A seahorse is a fish. There are over 50 seahorse species. A seahorse has a backbone, but no ribs. So like what we have ribs here, you guys, the seahorse doesn't have ribs. They have rings that go all the way down to their tail. And a seahorse has three main fins. It helps them to steer. So one fin is on their back, and then they have one fin on each of their side of their head. And then there's a fourth fin, and it's under their belly for stability and control. The fins help stabilize their body, and a seahorse moves their fins really fast, like a hummingbird. Have you ever seen a hummingbird, how fast their wings go? So a seahorse is like that, but a seahorse is not very fast. But kids, look at your trading card. You can barely see it on the bottom here, but a seahorse uses their tail to grasp objects. It uses its tail to grasp objects. So the seahorse today is our Bible buddy. So when you hope, Jesus rescues. Let's say it together. When you hope, Jesus rescues. Now, in God's word, he promises to always be with us no matter what we are facing. So our Bible verse today, do we have a slide for our Bible verse? Yes. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure, Hebrews 6:19. Let's say it together, kids. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure, Hebrews 6:19. So now in life, we are going to encounter some challenges. When we're lonely, when we're worried, when we feel powerless, when we do wrong, Jesus rescues. That's right. So this week, we've been all about teaching how much God loves us and that Jesus provided the ultimate rescue for each one of us. So when storms come our way, we can cling to Jesus. Just like that seahorse does, right? The seahorse clings to things. That's what we want you guys to do. When you face a tough time, you can cling to Jesus. Now, I need Pastor Becca's help. We're going to do a little illustration to help you guys remember this, okay? It's not exploding paint. We'll just tell you now. I know. All right. So, this jar represents you, your life, okay? And we have some sand. We're going to put some sand in the jar, and this represents all the little things. Small stuff in our life that fills our time, maybe playing video games, running some errands, sleeping, eating, all those things. So, those are the little things in your life. Next, we have some small pebbles. The pebbles are other things in your life that give meaning, like your job, maybe your class at school, the sports team that you're on, maybe it's your house, maybe it's your hobbies, all the things that give you meaning. There, looks good, yeah. All right, next we have some small rocks. Now the rocks represent the bigger things in our life, like what you value. So your family, your husband, your wife, your health, fulfilling your hopes and dreams. That would be like the photo that I took off the island, my family picture. Yeah.
Should I put this one in?
No. Yeah, I think she should put it in. All right. Now, there's one more rock. And this one represents your faith. You put it in there. Awesome. Okay. So, is the jar full? Your life is full, right? You've got all these things. These little things take up some time. The neat things. Yeah, medium things. All right. Now, let's add some water. The water represents when a storm comes along. It might be a move to a new city. That happened to me when I was in grade 2. I moved to a whole new province. And it was a big thing, yeah.
All of it.
All of it, yeah. Save the whales, yeah. Good job. Okay, it might overflow, yeah. Maybe the storm in your life is the loss of a family pet. Or maybe, oh, it's overflowing, Becca. Oh, dear. Yeah. Okay. Now, so, it's flooding. It's pouring over. Now, what if we started it in a little bit of a different order? Let's try it again, but let's start with the big rock first. So this is our big rock. This is the trusting in Jesus. It's our faith. Then we have our small rocks. Those are the things we value, our family, our dreams, our health. Yeah. All right. Give it a little shake there. Okay. And now we have some pebbles. That's the things that give us meaning. Like sometimes it's our job. Maybe it's money. Maybe it's toys. Yeah, we want a different color. Different ocean rock. Yeah, the green look cool. Okay. Yeah. Now we're going to add some sand on top. And the sand was the little things, right? The little things that can distract us, like TV, video games, running errands, being so busy.
Do all of it.
This was a recurring theme at camp, as you can tell. Yeah. Yeah. Looks good. Okay. So, we have a different order. We've put our faith in first, then the things that we value, things that give us meaning, and all the little things that kind of sometimes distract us. So, is the jar full?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what happens when we add water.
All of it.
All of it. Look at the bubbles, like it's like soaking it in, hey? Awesome. Just shake it, just give it a little turn. Yeah, okay. So, you might have a storm in mind right now. Maybe in your life you're going through a storm. And adults, this is for you too. So, is there room in your life to absorb the storm's impact? See, if I was stranded on an island, the things that I would take with me, those five things, yeah, they are good things. They're useful. They're helpful. The picture might make me a little sad staying on the island by myself. But it's all stuff that I can physically hold on to, right? But like we talked about with the CD before, the music, it's in our heart. I don't need to play the CD on the island to worship God. When I read my Bible, the word is going in my heart. I love that I can take this on the island, but I don't need it to survive on the island. When we put God's word in our heart through music and through the Bible, those things we can take with us, and you can't even see them. They're in us. And that's like what we talked about with the jar. We want to put our faith first so it can absorb the storms that come our way. And then all the things we put into place. I want to live my life with faith, family, and friends. And then the small things come into place. Now, as a family, we could choose to focus on the pebbles, and we get distracted with all those distractions, like busyness, and it can creep into all parts of us. But when a storm does come along, can we absorb it? Is our priorities in place? So now, I'm sure the question is, what does it have to do with kids' day camp, right? Well, at kids' day camp, we want every person, every kids' day camp attendee, every leader, every parent, every volunteer, front lines, behind the scenes, we want everyone to have this hope. We want families to have things in place to absorb the storm. And just as our verse says, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. That's our goal, is that in times of struggle, in times when we feel lonely, in times when we feel powerless, in times when we feel like we don't have it, we have hope. And that we can cling to it just like the seahorse's tail clings to things to protect itself. We can cling to Jesus. I want everyone to know Jesus as their personal Savior. I decided to follow Jesus as a young kid. It was at a different kind of camp, but it was at a camp. And that's when I made my decision. Now, my parents had a lot of influence on me. They took me to church. They exposed me to those things. They taught it. They lived it in their home. And they showed me through life what it means to follow Jesus. And like the seahorse uses its tail to cling to objects, that's what I want to do in times of storms. Jesus always rescues us from the shipwreck. Sometimes it doesn't look the way we think it will look. He promises to always be with us, no matter what we're facing, and he calms the storms. So this anchor, you got your seahorses again? This anchor we cling to. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. So, kids, let's say it one more time. When you have hope, Jesus rescues. Oh, I think we could do that one more time. And adults, I heard the kids, but a few of you were a little silent. Let's say it together. When we have hope, Jesus rescues. All right, we're going to have our kids' camp team come up and sing again for us. Thanks, you guys.